Hi, this is Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. The Alderville First Nation and other Williams Treaties nations could own up to 20% of the new small modular reactor at the Darlington nuclear site. The First Nations recently committed $700 million to the first phase of the project. Alderville First Nation Chief Tainer Simpson says the equity partnership opportunity is 3 years in the making but accelerated this past year.
Well, I first came in as chief 3 years ago in the summer of 2023, and this was something that became a possibility shortly after that. We were in discussions with Ontario Power Generation about the new SMRs that they were building at Darlington, and they needed to engage with Alderville and the other Williams Treaty First Nations as the rights holder on the territory. There was a duty to consult, and through those discussions, it became apparent that there may be a place in terms of an economic partnership with the Williams Treaty First Nations and OPG on the project. So we started engaging at that point, and over the next couple of years, we had a series of discussions. We were looking at the feasibility. I was keeping our community engaged, updating them along the way about this possibility. And everything sort of came together in the past year, I'm going to say, where we had a good agreement in place. And it was just a matter of making sure that we had all of the consultation process and community engagement in place.
So then during due diligence, what made it attractive? What did you guys, First Nations, say this is a great economic situation for us?
Well, there was a number of factors that were at play. Being a nuclear facility, there's a lot of connotations out there, and we wanted to be at the table just to ensure that extra layer of due diligence, as you said. We want to ensure that there's environmental protections, treaty rights protections, as well as that economic opportunity for the First Nations, as well as potentially having some of our members working there long term. It created a whole new idea that you know, you can be a child in our First Nation and say, I want to be a nuclear scientist, and then go through the schooling and get it there and actually, you know, have a job that you can spend your entire career in. No one gets into nuclear thinking, I want to be a nuclear scientist or work at a nuclear facility. People just end up there, but this is something that we can now have our youth have this as a goal for them.
Now, part of the agreement says this equity partnership. Can you just define what that means?
So the partnership is up to a 20% ownership of the new SMR, and this is it's a pretty significant stake. It's the first time in the world where Indigenous people have had a ownership stake in a nuclear power generation facility. So this is the first in its world, in the world. It's not just the first in Ontario or Canada. This is the first time anywhere in the world this has happened.
So then, from what I understand, this is has to do with the first SMR of four. Does this lead the, am I correct on that assertion?
Yes, you are. There's going to be three more.
Okay, and does this open the door for Williams Treaties to enter into SMR 2, 3, and 4 as well?
Well, I think because the same set of factors are in place for the first one as there are for the next three, so I wouldn't want to say too much, but the possibility would certainly be there.
Now, was there a discussion with the Williams Treaties First Nations? You kind of mentioned this a bit earlier, but more of an impact benefits agreement, jobs, training, education, environmental protection. What's on the table for that aspect?
Well, I think being at the table, we are able to have some influence on the discussion. Of course, there's a lot of concern about nuclear waste and how that's going to be treated. Our position is to keep it on site. And then you also have some of our sister First Nations up north. They've had issues with tailing ponds, with uranium mining. But the SMRs use enriched uranium, which only comes from three countries in the world. So two of them that would be viable for us to purchase would be the States and France. So it's not going to be affecting necessarily the Canadian mines, but of course it's something that we want to make sure we mitigate any environmental risk, no matter where we are sourcing our uranium from.
So when you go to the community, or the community asks you, a community member comes to you and says, Chief, what am I getting, or what are my children, what's my future getting from this deal? What do you tell them?
Well, I think that there's a basket of options. There's the fact that we have that due diligence over the safety of the facility that would have happened with or without us. And then there's the, as you said, the job opportunities, the construction opportunities. And then there's the financial benefit that's going to come to our members through nation building. This is something that we are going to take a look at, but we feel that we have a model moving forward with how the revenue will be shared within the community. And generally, we want to be able to build our nation, and we also want to be able to ensure that our citizens have all the opportunities that they require from something like this.
Now, one of the things that struck me about this deal was not just the SMR deal right now, but a potential Wesleyville site deal. I mean, obviously, the Williams Treaties are building relationships with the nuclear industry, the provincial government, and really the stakeholders that would be doing that project. Is this kind of could this be treated as a catalyst to jumping into Wesleyville?
Well, they are definitely two very different projects, where Darlington is an existing nuclear facility, so the impact wasn't as great as something like Wesleyville. We are currently doing our own Mississauga-led impact assessment to see what the environmental costs would be. So the process is much greater. The size of the facility is much larger. And we're just at the very beginning of how this would look. But the fact that we are now partnered with OPG, it really gives us that stronger voice within the organization to hopefully, you know, steer it in a way that's environmentally sound, as well as have the least impact on the surrounding areas. So I feel that it puts us at the table, whether or not we go in an economic partnership or whether we guide the discussions. It's really too early to say, but we're going to be at those tables, and we're going to engage with our community members to see what they want to do moving forward. But I think that the Darlington New Nuclear Project SMR investment is a very good place to start, because it gives us a standing within the industry to be able to have that knowledgeable and experienced voice to engage the way we would need to.
No, Chief, did I miss anything there? Or do you want to add anything else?
I think, you know, in Alderville, it hasn't been quite as controversial as in some of the other First Nations. And I'm not quite sure why, but we have engaged our community members since the very beginning. We did have a community meeting before we signed the deal. We had presenters from our finance team, from OPG presenting. And when I asked for a show of hands for everyone in the community center, it was unanimous that the membership wanted to proceed with the economic partnership. So I think this is one of those things you need to engage your community to be able to get that support for these big projects that you absolutely have to have and require.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.